Welcome to the Authority of Love. My name is Greg Williams. I want to thank you for joining us on Central Kentucky Christian Radio, WJMM 99.1 FM. Now, you may be listening on a podcast now. We'll touch base on that, regarding that in just a minute or two. But I want to ask you something. We're doing a One Another series here. And the whole purpose of One Another is that we learn in all these different ways to express it, we are to learn to love one another. And we're also learning that this is helping to fulfill our first series was Names of God. How do we worship God alone and love Him with all that we are? That's the first and greatest command. And the second series we did, lengthy series here recently, was Identity in Christ, which is to teach us and show us from God's Word who we are and how we are loved and how we can love who we are recreated to be in Christ so that we can then love one another. Love as you love your neighbor and others as you love yourself. Okay? That's the purpose of all this. We've also found out that we can't do this apart from Christ and the Holy Spirit in us. So my question is Christ's love from yesterday's message overflowing in and through you to others? Or are you playing churchianity and without being filled with His Word and Spirit, not spending time with Him and getting to know and love Him fully, relying on a 30-minute message a week, or maybe even you go to a prayer meeting or something? Those are good things. But God calls us to so much more in His Word, and He wants you to know that for your sake. Are you trying in churchianity to love others in your flesh to appease your conscience? One of these is done in our flesh, as I just described. And while the Lord may use it to some degree to reach others, we are in danger of feeling good about ourselves while not actually knowing and overflowing with His love, but what I call leftover smatterings of His love having been created in His image. However, that's been marred by sin in the fall, and only in Christ, which as Savior and Lord, can we overflow with real love for one another. That's a hard message to hear and receive in today's culture, but it's still the truth. Check out yesterday's message and previous messages. You can do that at WJMM.com. There's a podcast tab over on the right. Click on that and then the Love and Lordship links, and you'll find today and the previous 2 days. If you want more than that, and I hope you do, go to loveandlordship.com. That's our ministry website, love and A-N-D in the middle. Spell it all out together, loveandlordship.com, and you'll find numerous videos, podcasts, and articles. And again, the articles have scriptures linked so you can test the Word and test me and see if we're doing this according to God's Word. And I pray that you're doing the same. Contact me with anything, questions, comments, disagreements, whatever it may be. loveandlordship@gmail.com. loveandlordship@gmail.com. So remember, as I mentioned earlier this week, there are 11 specific love one another commands. And yesterday's command, to be so in tune with the Lord and His Spirit that His overflowing love causes us to love others, was one of those specific love one another commands. I shared that we're going to continue with that same concept and understanding that apart from Him, we will always fall short, and only in Christ and the Holy Spirit can we fulfill these commands to truly love others as He loves us. Today's message shows us what that overflowing love is to look like. There are actually 4 words in Scripture in the original Greek language that the Holy Spirit used to define and quantify what love is and the ways it is expressed. One thing that we have to remember, though, as we look at what are often expressed wrongly as different types of love, is that apart from the very first love, the foundational love, which is agape or godly love, and it literally means to prefer God above all else, apart from that, there is no other love. The other 3 loves, in order for them to truly be love, must come from God. They must be grounded and rooted in agape, or they cease to be love, even if there is some expression of them in how they are defined. That love, as we've talked about in our conscience and being created in His image, we have to recognize that that has been broken and skewed with sin. And only in God, through Christ, can we really learn to love, because He is love. The other three loves are, number one, storge, or emotive or compassionate love that's expressed in our feelings and responses to others. But remember, if we are full of compassion and passion and emotion, but we act apart from God and His truth, we may be doing so with a lot of feeling, but it becomes false compassion and ceases to actually be love and therefore loving. The next love, same principle applies, but we've really messed this one up and all others, but this one more than any, is eros, which is literally erotic or passionate or sexual love expressed in the act of sex. In God's truth and agape, rooted in His perfect wisdom, His truth says this love can only be expressed in marital sex. Any other sexual acts are, by God's definition, void of love and are simply passionate acts of lustful flesh. This is extremely hard in our culture and its vain imaginations and foolish ideologies for us to comprehend or be able to share this truth with others, as we have become so indoctrinated by the world's messaging in every way, media, social media, songs, education, even laws and government. That makes it difficult for even our churches to properly remain rooted in God's truth and design and express it accordingly. But it doesn't excuse us. This even becomes blurred, distorted, and depraved when we separate agape or godly love from the love that is called for as an overflow of agape, as is all true love, and it's found in today's love one another command. I will elaborate on this more, but today's command is rooted in the fourth kind of love, not really kind, but the fourth expression of godly love. One is emotion and compassion. Second is eros, sexual love in marriage. Anywhere else, it's no longer love, no matter how hot you feel, okay? And this third one, expression, is then comes from the word phileo in the Greek, or brotherly love, friend to friend, person to person. It's the same root word where we get Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. Let's take a look then at today's one another and remember that apart from God's Spirit dwelling in us, and His agape love overflowing through us, yesterday's message, again, you can go find that, www.jm.com or loveandlordship.com. Apart from agape, our flesh corrupts any and all of these other expressions of love. We must keep God above all else so that it is His agape love that guides us and fills us so that we can have brotherly love for one another. That's today's message. 1 Thessalonians 4:9. I like to read it sometimes and then we'll come back to it. Now, as to the love of the brothers and sisters, as to brotherly love, phileo, that's the word there, you have no need for anyone to write to you, for you yourselves are taught by God to love one another. He's sharing we need to love in this way, but we're taught by God to do it. Real love can only come from God, as any other imitations fall short. Our brotherly love must be an overflow of His agape. Let me give you some expressions of that. Selfless, sacrificial, self-giving love. I don't need something in return. I love just simply because of God in me. I can't do it any other way. And it prefers Him. Therefore, it can never contradict His truth or love. It has to be above everything else. We cannot love our fellow man and compromise God's love in any way. You know, it seems that the Holy Spirit had much to say about loving one another to each of the churches that Paul helped to plant as the early church was growing, the Gentile churches, okay? That's you and me that aren't Jewish, all right? It must have been important to know how to treat, what to do and what not to do to one another in order to exhibit Christ's love to the church, but also to those around them who needed to see and know His love as well and might be drawn to Him through that love. Now, certainly the same is true today, and it has to be much more than just a system or program of events or activities. These one another's are deeply rooted in loving relationships as what forms and how they grow in Christ when we love one another. Paul continued to encourage the church at Thessalonica, as I just read in 1 Thessalonians 4:9, with the simple yet powerful command that we've seen before and we'll see it again, but there's something to be learned in each one of them. Love each other. Brotherly, sisterly, phileo kind of love. Not filet, not like your mignon, right? Your steak, right? Phileo. Paul begins this verse talking about Philadelphia. No, not the city of brotherly love. Actually, it is phileo, as I mentioned a few moments ago, as the brotherly love we are to give, the command given to us, is to agape one another, which is godly love, preferring God above all others. That's how we love each other. That's why the first and greatest command has to be given and taught, and we need to be discipled and growing in it. It literally means that this must be my love for God that drives my love for all others. Now, as we know from other scriptures and study, this includes all the other one another, such as submitting to, exhorting, encouraging, forgiving, and so on and so on. Every time we read love one another, we must consider and apply each of these others as needed in order to build and mature in the loving relationships that set us apart as Christ's disciples and grow us together as his loving fellowship of believers, the church. That's found in Ephesians 4, 14 through 16. It also means that every time we read another one another, it's pointing us back to this is part of love. So how are you doing personally in loving others, your neighbors, brothers and sisters, as his disciple, Christ's disciple? How are you doing as a member of his body in loving others individually and collectively as his whole family? Here's our food for thought wrapping up today. Do you know God's love? First and greatest command, and are you returning love to him, that's the first, as of first priority? What does that love look like as it overflows to others in brotherly, sisterly love, phileo? What do you need to change in your life in order to love others without compromising God's agape? Action items. Spend time with God in his word and prayer and listening to him every day. Begin with the scriptures in this message. Number two, ask the Holy Spirit to teach you. Number three, how does your love for others or lack thereof reflect God's love and prioritizing him in your life above all else? And number four, what happens when you love in your own flesh and strength rather than according to God's design and love? What needs to change? We have to keep in mind that when we claim to love someone with compassion, sexually or in brotherly love, but apart from God's truth and his love, grounded in that truth, we are not truly loving, but acting in our own fleshly natures, which is actually lust. We can know no other until we receive Christ and begin to learn of and know his love. Love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and then love who we are in Christ because of his love. I hope you're getting the picture throughout these series, and especially as we apply his love in every one another command to love others, that we only have this love in Christ. We're going to wrap up this week's One Another's tomorrow as we look at three of these commands together that are essentially the same thing and put flesh and blood on how we are to speak to and serve others in order to strengthen them as we relate with them in God's love, his agape. So join us. Invite family, friends, loved ones, and enemies. We all need to hear this message and grow in it. Thank you for joining us today. Thanks for your prayers. Thanks always to the Lord. Make it a great day, and God bless in Christ. Stay tuned for Bill Reichner Encounter next at 12:45. Greg Horn and Hope is here. I'm Greg Williams, and you're listening to The Authority of Love.